The Osgood Files, sponsored by the American Jewish Committee. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 401k accounts are intended for your retirement, but suppose you need the money now.
People dip into their 401k plans because they often don't have any other alternative.
But beware the consequences. More after this. A study released by the Center for American Progress finds that as of 2004, workers had borrowed a total of $31 billion against their retirement accounts. That's actually one of the advantages of private retirement accounts. It's your money to spend or borrow, unlike Social Security. The only disadvantage is that, well, it's your money to spend or borrow, unlike Social Security. And if you do it too often, you end up moving in with the children. Christian Weller wrote the study, and he says it's tempting, especially now.
People are dipping into retirement when the economy is turning south.
But that means you'd be selling some of your stock at the worst possible time.
People are already losing wealth because of lower house values, lower stock prices, and now they're dipping into their stocks at a time, and into their 401ks at a time when it actually would be best to save more.
The study shows that even withdrawing only $5,000, if you do it early in your career, could mean ending up with 22% less to retire on. It's even worse if you don't repay it right away.
Then you have to pay income taxes and a penalty of 10% on the outstanding loan amount.
Remember that as pensions and Social Security drop in value, a beefy 401k can be the difference between a retirement at Del Boca Vista and the exit 164 overpass. As it is, 80% of American workers don't put away enough to maintain their lifestyle, even if they never take anything early. I point this out just as a reminder that in the ownership society, decisions made today can have consequences 30 years from now. If you're worried about outliving your nest egg, you could either save more, spend less, or you could just go back to the old Twinkie and cigarette diet. That works too. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, July 17th, 2008.